Blog Talk Radio.
Ralph here is going to trade that knapsack for a Pokemon card. Ava will need more green crayons because, well, frogs. Charlie's going to lose his pants. His pants. With Walmart prices, parents can stock up and restock.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the ONE host intern show featuring Coach J, the one and only. Now, what's going on with y'all tonight? I got a nice little hot topic here for y'all. You know, it's week one in the NFL, taking a look at the whole NFL landscape. Just have you thinking back. You had 14 Black quarterback start week one. 14 Black quarterbacks started on week one, which is a record in the NFL. Considering of the history of the NFL and how long the NFL has been in existence and as many Black quarterbacks in many years that there's been where black quarterbacks weren't acknowledged, weren't allowed to play, things like that. Just wanted to take a look back at some of the black quarterbacks that we had out here. And also, you know, maybe you guys, if you want to call in, have some of your favorite black quarterbacks that you liked over the years, you know. Me, myself, I always, my favorite was Randall Cunningham. But, you know, really dig back deep in the depths of the black QB. Started really with Fritz Pollard. Fritz Pollard was back in the 20s, of course. You know, that's pre Super Bowl era. Or if you want to just start Super Bowl era, most people will look at Marlon Briscoe when he was out there for the Broncos back in 68. You know, had a lot of good names, a lot of big names out there, you know. They were the big names, you know, like Warren Moon, back in 84. Of course, highlight Randall Cunningham with the Eagles, you know. The first Super Bowl winning black QB, Doug Williams, you know, a whole lot of different guys out there. So when you start looking at the evolution of the black quarterback, talking about just this past week, we saw Josh Dobbs, Desmond Ridder, Lamar Jackson, Bryce Young, Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, Jordan Love, DJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Geno Smith. All started week one of the NFL. So it's like when you look at where it's been, where it came from, you know, from being looked at as not being smart enough to read a defense, run an offense, and things like that. So now, pretty much half the teams in the league had a black quarterback start. It's a wonderful thing. Definitely shows how far we came over the years with just not only progressing as starting quarterbacks, was just the evolution in the game itself. Now, I know when I look back, you know, the first quarterback that was really drafted, you know, the drafted black quarterback, Willie Thrower. You know, Willie Thrower, he played for the Chicago Bears, you know, drafted in 1949, played about 1953, then he started with the Bears, you know. So it was like, you go from back then through the Super Bowl era of black QBs, it's like teams, you know, had a black quarterback at some point that started, you know. And that's a big thing in itself, too. Every franchise in the NFL had a black quarterback. Now, what was kind of surprising to me, you know, surprised but not surprised, I should say, you didn't have every franchise start a black QB until 2017 when the New York Football Giants finally gave Geno Smith a shot to start that QB in 2017. He's been made all through the years, you know. And really, I got a little list here where the first black starting QB for every NFL team in the Super Bowl ever. Shout out to the black QBs out there. First, you had in the Super Bowl era, you're talking Marlon Briscoe in 68 with the Denver Broncos. And James Harris, Buffalo Bills in 69. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers had Joe Gillum back in 1973. Then you're talking about 74. That guy James Harris again popped up with the Rams. And then talking about after that, the Jets had J.J. Jones. J.J. Jones, he was with the Jets back in 1975. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had Parnell Dickerson. He's played back in 1976 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, the creamsicle yucks years. And then you had in 77, you had with the Chargers, it was James Harris again. Cleveland Browns had Dave Mays, both in 77. 79, the Bears had Vince Evans out there. 84, the Oilers, Warren Moon. 85, the Eagles had Randall Cunningham. 86, Dallas Cowboys started Reggie Collier. 87, Redskins had Doug Williams out there. 89, Detroit Lions had Rodney Peete. Now, 94 was interesting because 94, Warren Moon was the first black quarterback that started for the Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. 94 also saw the Bengals start Jeff Blake. 97, Seattle Seahawks. Warren Moon was their first black starting quarterback. 99, Baltimore Ravens had Tony Banks. 2000, the Saints had Jeff Blake. There you go, 2000, Kansas City Chiefs. There you go, that guy getting in the Hall of Fame, Warren Moon. All the way to 2000, still making history. Teams with their first starting quarterback that was black. 2001, Atlanta Falcons, Michael Vick. 2002, Carolina Panthers had Rodney Peete. Also in 2002, Miami Dolphins had Ray Lucas, and the Jaguars had David Garrard. Now, 2003, Arizona Cardinals had Jeff Blake. 2003 also saw Houston Texans start Tony Banks. And then you had to fast forward to 2010. 49ers had Troy Smith. 2013, Green Bay Packers had Seneca Wallace. 2016, Colts had Josh Freeman. Also, the Patriots had Jacoby Brissett. And then finally, you know, 2017, the New York Giants finally started Geno Smith. Now, that was just a list of just Super Bowl era. Each team and the first black quarterback they had started a game for them. And if you want anything done, get them posted, definitely call in and chime in with your favorite black QB. Also, you know, you want to go over a light week one reaction or what games caught your eye and things like that. We could definitely talk about that too, you know. Now, as far as, say, NFL and NFL news, one of the biggest stories, if you're just talking about the week one games, Aaron Rodgers, he went down a couple plays in, you know. You know, like, what was your favorite team? What was your favorite team? What they do in week one? And who was your favorite black quarterback? Now, to chime in, you guys a chance to chime in. Right now, we're going to go to a track by international DJ legend Dr. O, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Lord. This is a song I'm about to sing, you know. You know how long I wanna sing it? I get some love when I enter in the morning. I share together with my brethren and my sisters. I help in an end to the elders. A little love unto the youngsters. And that's the way I'm gonna burn the shadows away. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Don't follow the people, they my whole back. Don't follow the leaders and we wash the little troubles away. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Don't follow the people, they my whole back. Don't follow the leaders and we wash the little troubles away. Me drop a can up on the race, yeah. This is a thing, ziggy zaggy, and I fear freak them, I give us fantas. Neglect the right of truth in all the area. Why do they use their lives to hold us down? When King Rastafari law is there to be found. Red, red. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Me say don't follow the people, them are old back talking. Don't follow the leaders that we wash the troubles away. Yeah. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Don't follow the people, them are old back talking. Don't follow the leaders that we wash the troubles away. Hey, I determined this within myself. But I will not come to you in sorrow. So just say, Corinthians 2. So while you're here today, don't get caught in their misplay. They will misperize your eyes and lead you astray. Yeah, eh. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. They say don't follow the leaders in my old box cabin. Don't follow the people that we watch the little troubles away. Yeah. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. They say don't follow the leaders, they my old box cabin. Don't follow the leaders that we watch the little troubles away. Yeah. I get some love when I hear them in the morning. I share together with my brethren and my sisters. I help in an end to the elders. A little love and to the youngsters. And that's the way Rastafari wash your troubles away. Hey, 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 hey. That's the way Rastafari wash your troubles away. Yeah. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Don't follow the people, they my whole back cabin. Don't follow the leaders that we wash the little troubles away. Don't follow the leaders with their chicken and their cannon. Don't follow the people, they my whole back cabin. Don't follow the leaders that we wash the little troubles away. Yeah.
All right, and we're back, and we got a caller in the queue. Caller, what's going on? What you got for me?
Hey, welcome to the WBNN family. This is Ava Holly. I'm a host also. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Ava. How are you?
Good, good. Well, enjoy your intern show. I love your topic. My favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think I looked it up, and all the Black quarterbacks were before my time, before I became a Steeler fan. So I don't really have a favorite at this point. I mean, my favorite quarterback from the Steelers was Terry Bradshaw. So that was going back to the 80s. But I'm enjoying listening to your show and learning about the Black quarterbacks. And, you know, I watch a lot of football when the Steelers are playing.
My husband's a big football fan, so
I say that we are in the same state, but we sit on opposite ends of the couch.
Yeah, I'm an Eagles fan.
So I just wanted to
chime in
and say hello and wish you much success on your intern show.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm listening.
Yeah. All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling in. And let the folks know about your show and when they can hear you.
Yeah, sure. My show is coming up on the 27th. Thank you. And it's the Casual Chat, 9:30 Eastern Time. And we've got a couple of great guests coming on this month. So hope you guys can tune in. Thank you.
Okay. All right. No problem. No problem. They have a great evening. Yeah, so just keeping in with the whole topic, you got the evolution of the black quarterback again. Black quarterback starting week one. And also a light NFL reaction week one, you know, a week one reaction, just looking at the different scores around the league. Week one was pretty exciting in itself. You had, you know, you had your teams. The big story as far as in the NFL overall, though, Aaron Rodgers getting hurt week one, 4 plays in last night. That was crazy in itself. But just taking a look around the league, you saw different teams, different things doing their thing. The Philadelphia Eagles won 25-20 over the New England Patriots. You had your different things going down in that game where you saw the Eagles and the Patriots. You had Miami beat the Chargers, you know. You had Dallas. Dallas spanked the Giants, you know. Who was your favorite team? What did they do, you know? Saw the Browns beat the Bengals, you know, all those sorts of things there. A lot of good things there. But looking back, black quarterback, not caller, he was saying he was a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, the Steelers had Joe Gilliam back in 73, and that was definitely a good pickup there for them. Oh, we got caller two. Got a caller in queue. Caller, what you got on the topic?
It's Caesar's from the Caesar's Show, and I want to say welcome, honey. Shout out to you, brother. And shout out to all of the callers that didn't even take the call yet on this day. And I just want to say welcome. I'm not into football at the time anymore, but when I was, I used to do the stats sitting up in the skybox for the high school team. And then when I was in the football, it was the New York Giants because I'm a New Yorker. So it was about the Giants. And I kind of retired. I actually retired from football when Eli got that last Super Bowl, man. So. Anyway, much honor to you. And no matter what you're speaking of, be all that you are. Keep going. Don't let nothing stop you, man. Be yourself. I don't give a fuck if you talk about oranges and apples. Keep bringing it. It's what we need here. It's what we need. Everything matters. And a lot of people love the sports, man. Yo, Brother O, we used to have the sports joint, right, bro? Brother O?
Now, you know, back now, first of all, New York Giants, I'm glad you don't foul no more because y'all got your ass whooped on Sunday. The Cowboys beat y'all 40-0.
Whatever.
So I don't want to hear nothing from those Giants.
Nuts.
Hush.
Now, also, too.
But, Brother,
Jesus,
oh, it's been a minute, right, with the sports.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's good to have, you know, Coach Jay back. No, you're fine. It's good to have Coach Jay, you know, back on the air, replacing Coach Gibson, who replaced, you know, the great Coach Carl Thomas. So it's a lot, man. You know, we have some great coaches on this network. And, of course, the one who started all was Kenny Lozada back in 13. But, you know, I'm going to keep you on the air real quick if you want to talk about your show.
Okay.
Brother Coach, man, you didn't talk about Cordell Stewart, man. Slash, man, what's up with you, man? You good? Pittsburgh Steelers guy?
Cordell Stewart was a great black quarterback, but I was going over each franchise's first black quarterback.
That's all good.
So for the Steelers, it was Joe Gilliam. Yeah, Joe Gilliam.
You know what?
Cordell got in there in the 90s.
You ready for this one? Now, we have a caller.
Yeah,
of course, a friend of mine. His name is Frederick Beatty. And, of course, you know, he mentioned two that you didn't mention. Steve McNair. You know
hey,
I mean?
Steve McNair,
and, you know,
with the Oilers.
And Aaron Brooks from the Saints.
Oh, yeah. They were some great ones.
And all the Dallas Cowboy fans out there, we want to forget Quincy Carter. You know what I mean? You know, I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, Steve McNair, Alcorn State, that was a staple, and he's a legend. Rest in peace to Steve McNair. And Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks was a good one, too. He definitely was a good one for the Saints. Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
What I'd like to ask you is, will you also be bringing us, like, more highlights? Are you going to – is this only going to be about NFL? Will you touch on high school football, the highlights of, you know, the top schools in the nation, or college football, or is it going to be just NFL?
Yeah, we can touch on college football. What you think about Colorado? Because that's a big one right now. The whole college football universe revolving around Boulder, Colorado, and Deion Sanders. Shador
that's
Sanders
real about
is definitely
time, cause
a
for...
future black quarterback in the NFL. He'll definitely be around
years
to come.
See, I'm coming from the 90s generation, right? Born in the 70s, but growing up with the 90s in the football. So back then, Ohio State and Syracuse was like the top in the league, if I ain't mistaken, for a long time, you know. So to me, I just love to see, like, people grow and, like, metamorph. You know what I'm saying? I just love to see that
right.
Especially when I used to watch sports. So, you know, I was just kind of curious, you know, what you about.
Wait a minute.
If you
wait
don't
a
want
minute.
To tell us, you
wait
know, right
a
now.
Minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now I got to go to my alma mater right here, man. I got my master's degree from the University of Southern California. You know what I'm saying? Fight on USC Trojans, one of the greatest teams in the history of college football, Miss Christine Powell. And also shout out to the family tonight, and that was my surprise to Coach Jay, Miss Christine. The family of Ricky Bell is listening tonight. So how you like that one there, sir? So shout out to the Bell family.
Hey.
Archie Bell and the Drells, his older brother, and Ricky Bell, who passed away very, very early in his life. One of the few black people that ever really die early of melanoma at the age of only 28.
Yeah, rest in peace to Ricky Bell, definitely. Definitely. I forget the name of the movie, but I remember it was a movie where Mario Van Peebles portrayed Ricky Bell.
Yeah, it was called Motivation.
Yeah. I remember seeing that movie back in the day.
Yes, indeed. That was amazing.
Yeah, shout out
Christine,
to Ricky Bell.
Hey, Christine, tell us about your show
coming
up on Thursday. Yeah, tell us about your show on Thursday.
Show. Oh, man. Oh, Brother Obi put me on the spot early. like that, Brother O. Why you got to do me like that, Brother O? So my show is coming up Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Sheeza Show. And my show is going to be about the children. And it's part of why I was talking to my brother here. Excuse me. What's your name, brother, the new intern? What's your name?
Oh, it's Coach J.
Okay, Dr. J.
Coach
Did I say
J.
that correct? Did I hear you?
Yeah, it's Coach J.
Coach J, honor to you. At a time, I was coaching cheerleading at a time in Brooklyn, New York, back in the late, it was like 99 into 2000. But anyway, at the Jackie Robinson, there's a Jackie Robinson Cultural Center in downtown, well, not downtown Brooklyn, but close to downtown Brooklyn as a cheerleader coach. So my topic Thursday coming up, y'all could join me, is the children's realm. I'm going to go into children and the sacred development children, you know. So, and then when it comes to the children, sports plays a part because we have millions of children. We got 35 million children enrolled into the school system. So there are so many children that play sports. So Coach Jay, you know, I just looking forward to you, bro, Brian, you know, that fire as far as the sports section, even with the kids. Shall you be led in your heart and to inspire children. Shall you be led in your heart when it comes to sports, most definitely.
All right, we're looking forward to your show on Thursday.
Shall y'all be gravitating, man? Excuse me, catch me Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to kick back and listen to you, man. Thanks for joining us, and love you, brother.
All right, no problem. And next, we got another track by International DJ Legend Dr. O. Take it away.
Oh, na na. Yeah, na na na, yeah. Yeah. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food from the pot, and they'll do anything to fill that gap. Look, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food from the pot, but they'll do anything to fill that gap. As generation comes and grows, you got to make preparation while the youth them grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, so when that's them, you know. If education is the key, now tell me why the big guys are making it so expensive for we. Give them the key or set them free. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Whoa. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Whoa, na na na. A better way. So when me looking at Babylon, me see a beautiful play. I saw the Gideon say, yeah. Our nation come together, know the King Selassie has the truth and the light and the way. Keep the people, lead them in the right way. Cause in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Boy, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Yeah. You got to show the people there's still a bright way. Yeah. I know for sure the sun will come out today. Vanities and illusions will have to fade away, yeah. And all the wicked deeds are done, I know you got to pay, yeah. Cause in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap, yeah. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. A generation comes and goes, you got to make preparation while the youth them are grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, let them dance and you know. If education is the key, so tell me why the big guys they make it so expensive for we. Give them the key or set them free.
All right, and we're back, and we're talking about the topic tonight, the evolution of the black quarterback, favorite black quarterback, and some light week one reaction. In which the scores around the league, yeah, Detroit beat Kansas City 21-20. We had Houston lose to Baltimore 25-9. Oh, we got a caller in queue. Caller, what you got for us?
Hi, Coach. This is Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jerry. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, but I can't really tell you anything about football. I have a silly little story for you. I could give you that. But I don't really follow football, but I owned a poker league years ago. I'm a poker dealer and player, and we used to go to all the different bars and restaurants, and my daughter's favorite team was the Dallas Cowboys, and her son, my grandson, is the Eagles. So that particular weekend, yeah. So that weekend they were playing each other. So I forget what that was called, but you know. Anyway, so we had a big poker game in this bar restaurant with about probably 200 people. So I ordered Croc shoes. I ordered Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, and I ordered Eagles, and I wore one on each foot. And I wore green sweatpants and a blue sweatshirt, okay? So they had the TV screen on, and, you know, we're running the game, and the game's playing, and I kept going, who's crying, my daughter or my grandson? Well, your daughter's crying now. I'm like, all right, good, as long as she's crying. So, listen, I just had some fun with it. I'm just silly with all that kind of stuff. I don't really follow it, so I can't really tell you anything other than that silly story.
Just so you know, Eagles and Cowboys are rivals. So I'm sure with one frock on each foot, you might have got some funny looks from Dallas fans or Eagles fans. Like, what are you doing? But, hey, I understand, all in good fun.
So, but you're doing a great job. I just wanted to call in and say hello to you.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Appreciate the support. You know, it is football season. Do you have a favorite team at all, or a team that you?
Well, I have to have. I have to say the Eagles, because it's my grandson. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go.
Boom! No, first of all, no. She's from Long Island City, New York, man. She's supposed to be a New York Jet fan. You know what I mean? Representing the borough of Queens. You know,
amen,
that's a fraud right
amen.
There. You know, Jared Petito is a fraud.
You want to ride with a grandson? She can ride.
She's a fraud. I'm going, y'all.
Listen, so wait, Coach, so that weekend I gave my daughter the Dallas Cowboy Crocs, right, because we have the same shoe size. And 2 days later, she comes to my house and throws them on my counter, and she goes, no way, you're not getting away with this. I go, what do you mean? She goes, before he was born, you were a Cowboys fan. Now, you're not going to wear these. You are going to wear these. I'm giving them back to you, she goes. So, but to me, I'm going to have to say Eagles, honey, because of him.
Hey, it's always room on the Eagles bandwagon.
You know. But I want to tell you who my guest is this month, because I have a really cool guest. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Let the people know when they can hear you out and learn more about your guest.
Thanks, Coach. So Tuesday the 19th at 9:30 p.m., I have a guy named Stephen Myers who's a truck driver, and he's a trucker for Christ. And what they do is they raise money to help children who are neglected, let's just say that, neglected in any fashion. So he's an incredible guy, and I can't wait to interview him.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it. We can catch that interview on what date?
Tuesday, September 19th at 9:30.
And we'll be looking forward to that interview. All right.
Thank
definitely
you, Coach.
Thank you for calling in, and definitely thank you for the support, man. Great story there.
You're awesome.
All right. Now, we were going through what the scores of week one. So we had Cleveland beat the Bengals 24-3. You had Tampa Bay taking down the Minnesota Vikings 20-17. New Orleans beat Tennessee 16-15. Atlanta over Carolina Panthers 24-10. Had the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Indianapolis Colts 31-21. Yeah, San Francisco over Pittsburgh 30-7. You had the Washington Commanders over the Arizona Cardinals 20-16. Hey, Dr. O had your squad, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Woo-hoo!
17, Denver Broncos 16. Do you like that one? And Miami Dolphins.
Listen, man. I love it. I love it. You talking about, you know, come on now. You know, I love that. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to Mexico.
I know.
Shout out to L.A. Shout out to Oakland and the whole state of Nevada. You know what I mean? Raider Nation, stand up. That's all I got to say on that one.
And Miami Dolphins over the L.A. Chargers, 36-34. You know, as I mentioned earlier, my Philadelphia Eagles, 25, New England Patriots, 20. Green Bay Packers, 38, Bears, 20. At the Los Angeles Rams, 30, Seattle, 13. And, of course, the one we all took, I'm not going to say took, we all didn't take glee in it because I didn't because Dallas won, but Giants lost, so we take joy in that. Dallas 40, New York Giants 0. And, you know, Monday Night Football yesterday, oh, yeah, forgot about that one. The Jets did pull it out in overtime, 22-16 over the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, big story in that one, Aaron Rodgers goes down 4 plays in. What you think of that one, DJO? Aaron Rodgers, that was quick.
Well, what happens is, you know, when you're 39 years old, you need to just, you know, hang it up, man. You know, when you pop your Achilles, you know, that's it. I mean, first of all, you know, he had little calf problems during, you know, preseason. So that was a problem right there in itself. So when you have a calf problem, 9 out of 10, you're going to have, you know, Achilles can snap. You know, that's just something that we already know. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I think there might be Aaron Rodgers' last hurrah. But, you know, I got a surprise for you, you know, since you, know, want to bring up, you know, the great legacy of the Raiders and all that. You know, everyone knows from On the Honors, this is how we start our, you know, our great legend. And we're so proud of that in its case. So, you know, we go right to it. And let John Facenda talk to you for a real quick.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Just win, baby.
And your man Jimmy G wasn't looking too bad out there.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, like I said, one game at a time. We're not one of the best teams in the league, but we'll take a win as they come, and that's how it is. So I'm real proud of that. And you do have another caller on the line. and someone you really, really might know.
Hey, Colin Q, what you got?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the old ladies
Clever
got on tight
good.
With the cheeks hanging out the side, you know what I'm saying, with the young girl wear going. What's good?
What's good, Clever? Some
yo,
of your favorite
ain't
black
nothing, man.
Back,
ain't nothing to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here hang gliding, you hear me?
All day.
You see what I'm saying? Now I'm just stopping then. You feel what I'm saying? I see you on here. You got the good tickets on, you know what I'm saying, on a gridiron. You got all the tabs on the gridiron right now. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Eagles, you know what I mean, pulling it off on Sunday. We will be out lighting the Kingsford on Thursday, you know what I'm saying? Check your satellites and tackling the enemy on Broad Street if we have to. You understand what I'm saying to you? Now, as far as quarterbacks, you know what I mean? They forget about my man Warren Moon out here. You dig it? They forget about
him. First Black Hall of Fame.
You dig what I'm saying? Forget about him with the arm. You feel what I'm saying? But me, I'm classic. I'm a classic Philadelphia. You feel what I'm saying? With the spicy mustard on the pretzels. You know? So I'm gonna go classic. Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, you know? You know what I'm saying? Oh, and we might have a third coming through strong, you know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jalen Hurts up the middle, you feel what I'm saying? Across the plane home. You know what I mean? You feel me? Anybody talking smack about that, I will kick your face through the goalposts, trust me. Now
I will.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I will be on, let me see, what's the date? Today is, hold on, what's today's date? I'll be on, let me see, Halloween the 13th, a.k.a. October, what's that, the 4th. You know what I'm saying? That's Halloween the 13th, a.k.a. the 4th of October. Clev One will be building bricks and standing sticks out here. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Coach Jay, you know what I'm saying, holding it down with the scores on the red zones and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it out here. You feel me? All hands to slap boxing. You know what I mean? This Clev One sliding through. You know what I mean? Clev One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We and boyfriend wore Cowboys jersey to the Eagles game, you know what I'm saying? So we rolled on him. Why are we trying to make a plate with potato salad? Check the satellites.
Amen. That's Club One right there. And next, we got another track of our international DJ legend, Dr. O.
Never let us down, oh child. Never let us down.
Everyone to see it.
Jaja,
Jaja,
Jaja, Jaja.
Never let us down, oh child. Never let
us down.
Five loaves of bread, 5,000 defend. Just like Moses right past the Red Sea, Jaja.
Never let us down.
And 20,000 rise up against me. No, not one of them can come smite me, ja.
Never let I down.
Speak it out and evil minds can strike me. Think you know they won't terminate me, ja.
Never let us go.
He's my seal and my buckler. He's my guide and protector.
Whoa, he never let I go.
Missing, yeah.
Go ja, 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 ja.
Never let us down, no ja.
Never let us down.
Everyone to sing, yeah.
Ja, 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 ja.
Never let us down, no ja.
Never let us down.
Like O'Davis, who got lions with a finger, the sound. go from the full scene with a dark ass around and never let her down. I run my back up in a sticky situation to preserve a better preparation. Well, we never let her down. They'll give you baskets to carry water. To do the works I'll never falter. But praising God, I'm feeling glad. Yeah. Oh, Jaja, Jaja,
Jaja, Jaja.
Never let us down, oh Jaja. Never let us down. Anyone to sing, yeah. Jaja, Jaja,
Jaja, Jaja.
Never let us down, oh Jaja. Never let us down. Five loaves for bread, 5,000 he fed. Just like Moses right past the Red Sea, Jah never let
I down.
10 and 20,000 rise up against me. No, not one of them can come smite me, Jah never let
I down.
Even mine and even God can't frustrate me. Thinking all they want terminate me, Jah never let
us down.
Tell me, sing, yeah. Cha-cha, cha-cha,
cha-cha, cha-cha.
Never let us down, no, Jah. Never let
us down.
Everyone to sing, yeah. Cha-cha, cha-cha,
cha-cha, cha-cha.
Never let us down, no, Jah. Never let
us down.
Oh, yeah. Cha-cha,
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 cha-cha.
Never let us down, no, Jah. Never let never let us down, no, Jah. Never let us down.
All right, we're back. Still talking the evolution of the black quarterback. And we got another caller in queue. Caller, what you got for us?
Caller, you there?
Hello. You there?
All right, we'll put her back on ice.
I'm here.
And of course, okay, now she speaks. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go.
This is Mo Garmers from Breaking the Silence. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. I am enjoying this show. I'm not very savvy on sports, but I love the way that the Eagles play.
Hey, that's a good start.
So I like the fact that Jalen is an underdog. You know, everybody kind of underestimated him, and he really took it to the end last year. So I'm looking forward to see what he does this year.
Oh, yeah, the MVP runner-up. He's in for a big season, Slow start in that first game. You know, it didn't give him any reps in the preseason. But, you know, he's looking like he's going to have a good season. Solid leader.
Yeah, I hope he does.
TV.
I really do. What were you saying?
No, I was saying he's a solid leader and a great
team. He is. I just like the fact that, you know, he uses the fuel. When he went from Alabama, he used that fuel and said people, you know, underestimated him, and he just took that and started running with it. I like his energy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He turned it around after he got that national championship game when he got benched for two.
Right.
Then he turned it around. Took that adversity and look where he's at now. Turned it into being the starter with the
Plus
Eagles.
He's got an all-female staff.
Showed that resolve. Yeah.
Plus he's got an all-female staff, right?
I believe he has a free female agent. Yeah, his agent.
Yeah,
Nicole
all his
Lynch.
Agents are women.
You know what? Wait a minute. Wait
like
a minute. Wait a cotton picket minute. You know, okay?
What?
The Las Vegas Raiders have the only female general manager in professional sports. Look her up. I ain't going to tell her name.
Oh.
Look her up.
Okay.
Look her up.
I'm just saying he's the only guy that has his own female team, though.
Oh, by the way, the young lady is black, too. I didn't want to mention that. You know what I'm
saying. Okay. All right. Okay. Like I said, I'm just new to this, so.
Well, we got no problem introducing you to the game, you know. Just to go back on what you were saying, yeah, Jalen Hurts, definitely a great quarterback, definitely a great future ahead of him, and that good back contract he just signed this year, and he's looking forward to big things. Hopefully we make a nice little run back to the bowl.
Right. I'm really looking forward to it. My show is Breaking the Silence. It will be airing on October the 6th. And on my show, we basically talk about healing from trauma and oppression.
Oh.
All right. So hopefully you'll tune in and have
definitely
a great show. And welcome to the WPN family.
Appreciate it. We'll be looking forward to tuning in on your show as well. Then getting back into more news with the whole NFL, you got a lot of big stories going on in the league. Man, that was a crazy game, that Sunday night game, Giants and Dallas. 40-0. So let's see. With Aaron Rodgers out, who do you think could be a possible replace? I've heard every name from Carson Wentz to Colin Kaepernick. Just a light week one reaction.
Wait a minute. You just say Colin Kaepernick? I mean, he's older now. So, I mean, you know, he got his contract with Nike there, man.
His
you know, and everybody,
I get his name thrown around.
Well, you know, historically, and everybody knows how the coach thing goes, you know, Dr. O always comes on to give my opinion on that. Colin needs to go home and take care of his family. I think that, you know, the Jets should really, you know, concentrate on Zach Wilson. You know what I mean? Just let him start. You know what I mean? Hook or crook. You know what I mean? You know, you drafted him third overall. Okay? Third overall.
Yeah.
So that means you took the time to, you know, to scout him and what have you out of Brigham Young University. See what happens, man. Like, last night, man, you know, he did the best he could, man, because he was just thrown in there. He didn't know he was going to start, you know what I'm saying, or replace.
Or plays in
so, yeah, yeah. And then he threw that wonderful touchdown to Garrett Wilson last night, who one-handed, he mossed the ball and then stood over it.
Yes,
he did. You know what I mean?
Yes, he did.
Now, I got a question for you. Got a question before we go into our, you know, our long, you know, intermission overtour, you know, that I do. Let's talk basketball. The Sixers are trying to entertain bringing back Ben Simmons. Ben wants to come back home.
No.
And I made a mistake. I'm the prodigal son. But we know when Ben is on his game, man, you know, he's a mini Magic Johnson out there, man. I saw plays that he made was so exciting. And it was wonderful, you know, when he's on, you know, when he's doing his thing. I think that Doc Rivers ruined him. Let the boy do what he do. How you feel about that, Coach?
I'm not really I think Brett Brown got the best out of Ben Simmons, you know, playing him at the point, already doing the best to hide his deficiencies, especially with shooting the ball and taking advantage of his skill as a ball handler. But, my goodness, man. Pretty much the last 2 years, and as much of a stink that he made to get out of here, yeah, there's no way he can bring Ben.
Yeah,
back.
I hear you. I hear you, man. But, you know, all you need is a person that can facilitate, man. You know what I mean? You got four shooters. You know, have that guard that can facilitate, you know what I mean, at 6'11". You know what I mean? And, like I said, the boy is an awesome driver. He plays defense. You know what I'm saying? You lost that with Matisse Thybulle. You know what I mean? You know how that is. But this is not the Sixers. I'm gonna predict something for you right now. All you folks out there in the world of sports, in NBA, understand that the Denver Nuggets are gonna win it again. The Denver Nuggets are gonna win it again, Coach. How you feel about that? How you feel?
I mean, the Nuggets. Yeah, I could see it. Jokic, Joker, when he's on his game, I get it. Him, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter
Jr. There you go.
Yeah.
Without Jamal, they don't win the championship.
I can see it.
You know, Jamal didn't step up. It is what it is. LeBron James is on his last leg. The great man he is, great champion, all-time leading scorer of
Bronny.
Yeah, but Bronny got heart conditions. Let me tell you something. As a father, I wouldn't send my son out there for that. You know, as a father, I would not send my son into duress, man. Like, it's crazy. You know, and of course, you know, Fred got a lot to say. I wish Fred presses one and come on and make this an old school. Matter of fact, I'm going to make him come on. I'm going to make Fred come on since he got a lot to say. And here he is, Frederick Beatty, on the line right now. He got a lot to say. You know what I mean? Fred, what's up, man? You said the Lake Show is done? Man, I'm going to go off the air. You can talk to Coach.
The Lake Show is done. I mean, bruh, come on. The Lakers are not the team to be in the West anymore. And to an even greater extent, neither is the Warriors. It's Denver's show to lose.
There you go.
It's
pretty much, to me, it's pretty much between Denver and the Suns in the West.
The Suns gave everybody away, y'all. The Suns don't have a bench.
No, they don't. And you can't run it with your starting five by yourself. Now, DeAndre Ayton, that boy hella good. And you know, you can't. And Book and KD, they're pretty formidable, but you got to have a solid bench behind you. You know, games are not won just by your starting five. They're also won by a solid bench. And I think with the last couple of championships that the Warriors won, they proved that you can win with not only with starting five, but with a good bench behind them too, to behind you too.
I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
We're talking basketball, old school coach level, knucklehead lineup, right? Don't forget about the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee is a team that can come out the East again. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because they have a bench, and they probably have the best superstar right now in the international world in Giannis. Boston lost their mojo. Now, Coach, why did I say that? Boston lost its mojo. What allowed them to lose their mojo? Let's see if you get it right.
They lost their guy Marcus Smart. He was a whole
defensive
catalyst on that team. But
exactly. I was going to say the same thing. He's a dog.
Yeah. They definitely going to miss Marcus Smart.
Now, Marcus Smart is a hood. Okay, let's get it straight in front. And so you already know he ain't going to help John Morant. John Morant is his own worst enemy. I don't trust him anymore. Number 12 is a basket case. It's almost like he disgraced himself, like he did it on purpose. Like the powers that be told him, look, for you to be great, you gotta embarrass yourself. He was told not to be around anybody with guns.
Nah.
And he did it again. You know what I mean? I would not watch the John Morant game, man.
I don't think they're going to look to Marcus Smart to necessarily be there for Ja. I think that's going to be more in the form of Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose used to go to University of Memphis. He's familiar with the area. You know, him going to play for the Grizzlies and being on there, a good veteran influence. Also, being from the streets of Chicago himself, he's got his own story and own experiences that could help school the young fella, Ja, on how to better carry himself out here. You know?
I agree with you. Far better influence
on him in that regard to me than Marcus.
Yeah, well, Memphis
Smart
is a lost cause. Memphis is
very
you know,
much
you get your
so
brand new. You ready for this? Memphis is when you get your brand new Jordans on, and everybody knows, I know about that. You get your brand new Jordans on, and you step in gum and doo-doo. Is John Morant in the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah,
period.
For sure.
No one cares. No one cares about them.
I'll be surprised if Memphis isn't last in the West. I'll be surprised.
Oh, I don't know if they'll be last. That's a stretch.
No, they can't be last. They can't be last.
Especially where they got Desmond Bain, and he's talking about Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, I don't think they'll be last. But getting Marcus Smart, he's a definite dog. Somebody can help him on the defensive end. Good, solid point guard play.
Derrick Rose was lacking on the defensive end last year.
Yeah, and Derrick Rose is more the guy that'll be able to definitely help Ja with his issues on the court and how to better purport himself as a professional, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that signing was definitely a big sign in there. As far as talking about to help Ja Morant, you know.
So all of our Native American community that's in Oklahoma, you know, I'm going to say something, you know, since Fred's on the line. Your Oklahoma City Thunder will be the last. Y'all stink.
They're going to be last?
I don't know about that.
They stink.
SGA and Josh Giddey. They're pretty good, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think they're going to do too much, but I don't know about that.
You got to think about who they play in their division, though. You got to look about who they're playing.
They stink. Let's go to baseball real quick before I go to my little interlude. I'm going to keep Fred on the line.
The Bravos, boy, we in.
The who?
The Bravos, my brain, boy, we in.
Man, you're not beating the Phillies.
What? Can you?
Last year, y'all won the division.
See my man got number 50.
Come on. You got to be kidding me, brother. You can't. Come on. Who's going to pitch to Acuna? Who's going to pitch to
Trey Turner right now, who has the greatest turnaround in the history of baseball since Willie Mays?
I've been following him too. I mean, both of those cats are dangerous in their own mind, in their own right. Trust me. And I'm not saying this because I'm a Braves fan. I look at a team all around. Look, before I was a Braves fan, I was a Padres fan because of Tony Gwynn.
Primarily because of Tony Gwynn.
Talking about the great late Tony Gwynn, Tony Gwynn, man.
I was a Padres fan because of Tony Gwynn.
You know, because Tony Gwynn lost his life. You know, Tony Gwynn lost his life chewing snuff. Ain't that crazy? He had jaw cancer. The man died of jaw cancer. What a loss. But, you know, I got something for y'all. You know what I mean? Since it's an old school great thing we do on a constant basis, right? That's what we do. We talk great baseball. We talk all type of sports because this is the Coach's Corner. You know, it is what it is, right? So let's go there, right?
Right.
I'm going to ask Fred first and then Coach. I'm going to give you mine. Who is the greatest baseball player of all time?
Ooh. You really trying to do that, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh God. It's so many greats to choose from.
Right.
I mean,
let's get it right. Let's get the language right tonight.
Okay.
I got one name for you.
All right. Now, quiet there, coach. It's all about beating right now.
Now you see that the greatest baseball player in like all time. I'm gonna go with King Griffey.
King Griffey? Okay,
Junior.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Why? Yeah.
Because before he was injured and was traded to Philly, He was one of the most consistent players from the time he came up to the big leagues to the top, he was traded to Philly. And even when he was traded to Philly, his production dropped off, but it didn't drop off that much. Injuries aside, I look at Callaghan Cage. Mm-hmm. I look at Cage and Jr. as a pretty consistent player.
All right. Let's
go there. Great.
Okay, Coach. Let's see if you get it right.
But I'm gonna get one for you. I got one for you. Willie Mays.
You better be right. There you go, Fred.
Oh,
now, why, Coach?
I overlooked that.
Because he did everything. What didn't he do? The Say Hey Kid. What didn't he do? What couldn't he do? He's one of your greatest fielders of all time. He's one of your greatest hitters of all time. Stole bases. 5-tool player.
Who is the most iconic baseball player of all time? See if you get that right.
Iconic?
Iconic.
That's a matter of opinion there.
So what do you, so
okay,
would you be iconic,
opinion,
or you mean some? Okay.
Iconic.
When you're talking iconic, you're talking about as far as like great moments and the whole thing?
Iconic.
Iconic. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Matter of opinion, I'm gonna go
with Reggie Jackson.
Why?
That's a tough one.
Why?
Mr. October. He won chips. He came through in the playoffs. I mean, it don't really get no better than that. I'm from the Philadelphia area. You know, being from the Philadelphia area, you gotta recognize the guy from our shouting hand. You know, local guy. I'm gonna go with Mr. October.
All right, well, Fred Beatty, your turn.
he said the person that I was gonna say, so he beat me to the punch.
You know what? Really? Well, pick somebody else.
Well, he did. Again. Oh wow! You throw me for a loop, bro. I mean, golly. So many people to choose from. Iconic. I'm gonna go with Jackie Robinson.
Okay. That was my second. But go ahead.
One of the things I like about number one, that not the simple fact that he could play ball, but the simple fact that he broke the color barrier for folks to come in to play Major League Baseball. So that's one of the reasons. But the other reason is that he's a damn good player.
Now, I'm just keeping in tune with that, right? Now, Jackie Robinson breaking
you already picked your player. Don't be picking nobody else. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, good. No. I'm not switching up where I picked. I'm sticking with Reggie Jackson.
Okay.
With Mr. October, I was just piggybacking off the fact, you know, everybody always shouts out Jackie Robinson as breaking the color barrier, which he did, but people forget Larry Doby.
Yes,
the color barrier in the American League.
In American League, wow,
and he was, exactly. So people forget, you know, who broke the color barrier in the other league, you know.
Okay,
and
let's
did
go
a lot
let's
for the sport as well.
I'm gonna knock you both over the head, play my little overture, and you know what I mean, it is what it is. But I'm gonna try to take my call before I go into like in goofy time anyway. But the most iconic baseball player of all time is Babe Ruth. Wanna ask me why?
Damn.
Sure.
Come on with it.
Ask me why?
Why are we going with the big?
Why? I want to know why. Come on with it. Oh.
Well, first of all, he saved baseball from its existence after the 1919 Black Sox scandal. And no one hit home runs like the man until, of course, Hank Aaron, but it took Hank Aaron more years. Babe Ruth played drunk and hungry. He ate hot dogs and drank beer and smoked cigarettes in the dugout. Well, not the dugout, but, you know, in the dugout, and then came up and hit home runs. Drunk.
Wow.
I'm going to say it again. I don't know any other baseball player that could play inebriated and hit 714.
Right.
And then call his own shot.
Bigger.
Call his own shot. Say, I'm gonna hit that home run right there. What you doing? I'm gonna hit that home run in right field for the little kid that's dying of cancer. And he hit that home run, and that kid didn't die of cancer. Iconic.
Iconic. You know what? I got to, like, you know, touche on that one, bro. Because nobody can call it. Nobody can all call their old moonshot.
Ready for this? And I love the Baby Ruth candy bar. Let's go to the next caller right now. Caller, you're live right now.
He went there.
Hello, everybody. This is Tiana Speaks.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. What you got
doing
for
well,
you?
Doing well.
What do I have for you? So I want to know if you feel like Michael Jackson and Hulk Hogan are the best football players of all time.
Michael Jackson and Hulk
y'all.
Hogan.
What? She said Michael Jackson and Hulk Hogan. Golly.
I was going to let y'all
No comment. No comment. But I do know this.
I don't got a comment.
But wait a minute. I got something for her ass right now. Tomorrow night we have our Latin. We have our Latin show tomorrow night. And our Latin show tomorrow night, of course. Okay. So a lot of our Latin, listeners tonight will say the greatest baseball player with tools will be the great Roberto Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go there. Okay.
The
No. You ain't going nowhere. And now I'm gonna give you. Now for
Wait,
before
they
I get.
Answer my question. Michael ain't playing football.
Michael Jackson did play football. Michael Jackson from Georgetown University, who played. Michael Jackson from Georgetown University played football.
No, I'm from
Michael Jackson. And he played football.
The Thriller.
Michael Jackson and Gary Indiana never played football, and that's how it is. But, however, since she's on the phone, I give you my top nine all time. You ready? You talking about top nine baseball players of all time? Are y'all ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Now, of course, let's go at catcher. The greatest catcher of all time is Johnny Bench. So I got him in the battery. We'll start there at
Agreed.
Home plate.
Agreed.
The best first baseman of all time. The best first baseman of all time is Pete Rose. The best second baseman of all time is Jackie Robinson. The
there
best
we go.
Shortstop of all time, I have a platoon. If I want to do defense, it'd be Brooks Robinson. You know what I mean? Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That's third base. If I would do the best shortstop of all time, it would be Ozzie Smith. Platoon at third base would be Mike Smith and Brooks Robinson. So there's my infield. Outfield, simple. Woody Mays in center, Roberto in right, Hank Aaron in left. And then my pitcher of all time is Satchel Paige.
Ooh,
My reliever would be the great Fernando Valenzuela. That's it.
Reliever.
Well, you got a great starter and a bona fide closer.
That's it. Because I'm not going to get you the Mariano Rivera. No, I'm going to give you Fernando. Look up in the sky, Tiana, the god, and throw a screwball. That's the greatest Mexican player of all time. Yo, Nasty Paramate. So, tell us about your show tomorrow night, Tiana.
So we're going to be talking about generational curses in the Latinx community. So you should stay tuned for all the questions that will be asked, and you'll be able to learn a lot about Hispanic culture when it comes to generational curses.
Very wow. Is our girl Azari going to be on tomorrow night?
Yes, she's going to be my co-host. Shirley,
do me a favor. Do me a favor. Send me that picture, that beautiful black and white picture of her again. Send it by text, and we will get it in tomorrow night. The great Tiana Speaks. And, of course, Fred Beatty. You know, we want you to be part of this show a lot, man, because, back in the day, man, we had some great people with Coach Gibson, you know what I mean? So it's, we have some fun out there on a constant basis. So we're proud of you, man, being on part of our show tonight, and we really, really love you, man. Nothing you can do about it. But
ready
for this? Before I go,
you,
I think we got a Dallas Cowboy fan on the line. I really believe we have a Dallas Cowboy fan. And I'm going, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting the hell out of here. Uh-oh, Larry Shepherd, y'all.
I had that tone for being late.
Oh. You know, look, even the Dallas Cowboy fans are never prepared. See? That is?
Never
prepared. See how he is? You know what, Larry? You disappoint me.
Hello?
Bye, Larry. Yeah, you know what? You disappoint me, Larry. You know what I mean? You're a Dallas Cowboy fan for life, man?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Always.
Let me ask you a question. Is it their year this year?
Yes. Come on, just say it. If you say it, say it.
No,
you know what I'm supposed to say is not. I'm going to say yes. I mean, you can't witness slaughterhouse. Let me put on, witness. I mean, we beat a team that's in the playoffs that went to second round.
You know what, though? You a homer,
yeah,
though. You know, in the history of our network, of course, with, you know, Coach Carl Thomas and Coach Derek Gibson, we always get a chance, Fred and Coach Jay, to have the resident Dallas Cowboy fan called into the coach's corner. And Miss Automatic Charismatic, you understand the reason why y'all won that game because Dak Prescott didn't have the ball.
Dak Prescott did have the ball, and he did make some throws were dropped by Ferguson, the Italian Ferguson. You know. But,
Trayvon Diggs actually dropped the ball too. You know what I mean? And all the rest of them dropped the ball too. But Dak Prescott always drops the ball when he goes behind center. He only knew how to call timeout. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Congratulations. See, I got lucky on the Broncos. Oh, my goodness.
We got lucky. Hey, Fred, shut up. I'm talking to Larry.
Oh, I didn't say a word. Oh, not a word. I can
hear your mind. That's why I told you to shut up before you even start talking. But anyway, brother Larry Shepherd, I appreciate you tonight coming on this line. And bye, Larry. You got to get all them Dallas Cowboy fans off. Fred, who is your football team?
I'm a Falcons fan.
You better
not
sit on Atlanta Falcons. Okay. I'm out.
I'm from Georgia.
Do me a favor.
I'm from Georgia.
Do me a favor, Coach. Coach, bring me on for a ghosty time after you talk to Fred. I'm out.
Well, you know, I swear to God, I cannot. I am a Falcons fan. I'm from Georgia. What do you expect, bro?
Gotta go with the Dirty Birds, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I put it like this. You know, this it can be up or down with them. You know, it's I put it like this, and the NFC South is no longer the competitive division that it had that it was over the last few years. It's a lot of turnover in the NFC South now. You got a new quarterback in New Orleans. You got a rookie starting in Carolina.
Right.
I mean, so
right.
You got
Carr in the Saints. You got Carr.
Baker in Tampa.
Yeah, Baker in Tampa. And Bryce Young with Carolina.
Yeah, so. So for me, the NFC South is a wide open division right now. However, it's really going to depend on which team gets hot at the right moment. I mean,
wow. No, I agree.
Well,
no, I agree.
I'll say it like this, Fred Beatty. I want to thank you for coming on the show. Don't be a stranger to being in. calling to these shows.
Oh, never.
And you got Desmond Ritter, and I'm praying for you down there in the state of Georgia. Have a good night.
You know what?
And he gone. Now we're going to a little bit of, you know, my final thoughts. But before that, you know, my overture.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Indeed, indeed. The great Bill Conti with the soundtrack by Rocky, one of the greatest of all time. And, of course, tonight is, you know, a wonderful historic night. So proud of it. Congratulations to Coach J on his first WBNN All-Time Connection record tonight. Outstanding performance by a coach in the Coach's Corner. And we'll see if he will be part of this network tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll come right back on this wonderful, outstanding network with something that we always love. Our Latinx community, Yo Nasty Paramonte, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. The name of the show means we were born to love you. And, of course, congrats again with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer, the wonderful Coach J. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malenwe goes here Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Ola De Leda goes with my gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malenwe Ngozi, the doctor. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And, of course, Chinchilla wants to, you know, say some things. Her favorite, of course, you know, is Rodney Pete, Diamond Nabb, Dr. Culpepper, Commissioner Fifth Rainey. And, of course, now back to, of course, our banner, you know, waving host, champion, the outstanding and wonderful, you know, I just want to say this to him. I know he's been having problems with his line, but we want to thank all the folks that counted on Robbie tonight to be part of this outstanding WBNN legacy. We've had some great performances this week. We're so proud coming up to Oney Honors. Man, I'm telling you, it's nothing like just being a part of greatness. And, of course, the vote will commence.